Hello, everyone. This is Sharon Jeffers, and I'm your host today. And I want to welcome you to the Mystic Oracle Show, which is, in fact, named after the oracle that I speak about here each week, which is the Mystic Science of the Cards, and is a science that reveals that our regular deck of playing cards was originally a calendar. I think sometimes when I say this, it goes right by people if they haven't heard this before. So for those of you who are new listeners today, I want to spend just a moment speaking about the oracle and the relationship of the card deck to our yearly calendar. Following that, I'd like to use the wisdom of this day, this Queen of Clubs Day, and its governing influences to touch on the topic of intuition and its role in manifesting. When I speak of the cards this way, relative to the calendar, and just of the cards in general, often people think I'm speaking about the tarot deck, and I'm not. I'm speaking about our not-so-regular deck of 52 playing cards and the Joker. And the fact that the card deck is actually an ancient book of time. As Thomas Morell dubbed it, it's the lost book of time. And our entire lives here on Earth are based in time. And the ancient order of the Magi put all the secrets of time in this little book that we call a deck of cards. And that 52 deck existed before the tarot, actually. The base of the tarot is this deck, and history tells us that at some point in time, 22 trump cards were added to create the tarot. And there are arguments about this, and I certainly don't want to engage in one. However, I can tell you and encourage you that once you discover on your own how mind-blowingly accurate the system is in defining time, who and where we are within it, you will see and you will understand. And for those of you that already have, I know you do. So when I do readings for people, if you call in, or when I'm doing readings for people one-on-one, I don't lay cards out like in fortune-telling. Not that I haven't done that in my life. I most certainly have. However, this science is structured in charts. And each one of those charts is composed of all 52 cards. And each card is governed by planetary influences. So combining those influences with the symbols and numeric values of the cards themselves tell a story. The story begins at our birth, perhaps our conception, and goes to death, the span of our journey through time and space, from beginning to end on the earth plane. I do want you to know that we have open lines today. I know I have a caller. I'll be there in a sec. And I want to welcome you to call in. I do like to keep the subject on the cards. And relative to the oracle, what's going on for you presently. So please keep that in mind. You can also email your questions to me at starofthemagi, that's M-A-G-I, at earthlink.net. And if you're asking a question, I need the month and day of your birth. If it's a relationship question, which can be love, parent, child, business, whatever, then I need the month and day of both people. Okay, we have a caller?
Yes, hi.
Hi, who's this?
Deb.
Deb, hi, Deb. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Doing great.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in.
Well, I'm excited, thank you.
Uh-huh. Have you listened to the show before?
I've tried to catch it different times. I work a crazy schedule, and sometimes I would just catch the tail end of it. But today it worked out, so I'm blessed.
Great. Are you familiar with this card system?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. So what's your birthday, month, and day?
The question I have is about my son. Can I give you his?
Yes.
It's July 5th.
July 5th?
Right.
Okay. And what is your question?
He currently has some different legal things going on,
mm-hmm.
and is looking at when he might be able to see some of all that coming to an end.
What is his age?
He's 24.
Wow. Well, let's take a peek here. Oh, well, I do see the challenge there. He's got the Seven of Spades in Mars. And where and 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Okay,
so let me just look and see where he is right now. He is in his Mars cycle. So it seems to me that there's some sort of responsibility he needs to be taking, and it could be relative to a choice that was made some time ago
mm-hmm.
that created the situation. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes it does.
Okay, so once he takes responsibility of that and learns the lesson, then maybe after the, let's see, after, after tomorrow, actually, after tomorrow, the time period after that could be a time of resolution for him.
I'm sorry, when was that again?
That time of resolution would begin tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
On the 8th, uh-huh. So, however, he must take responsibility because this is a karmic situation.
Okay.
It's not that he's not responsible. Even if it was just him making a wrong choice and not following his intuition, which is very interesting because that's a topic I wanted to discuss today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he basically, I think this has brought him a time frame where he's developing his spirituality, reaching deeper into a deeper level of it. And I think he's probably just beginning to give some awareness or accept some value of his own intuitiveness.
Yes.
Beginning
and
to utilize it a little bit more and be more aware of it than he has been in the, in the past. But he also, like other young people, but maybe in his case more so, he had his early youth was, he got involved, you know, with alcohol and drugs and things like that. So that's part of what brought him to where he was, where he is today.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, I know he's gone through a lot of changes and is trying to get a feel for when he's going to be able to, you know, he's looking now at trying to get all of this behind him and return to school. He had just gotten accepted into the university, so he's trying to get all of that together at this
well,
point.
Well, his lessons this year have to learn with have to do with learning to take responsibility and being in integrity with his word.
Mm-hmm.
And he also is learning, or he has the opportunity to learn, how the power of thought actually manifests and how his choices determine the outcomes in his life. So this is a huge time for him in those respects. Does this have to do with money? Is there a potential for him having to pay money out or something?
I don't think so. I think that that's all the financial portion of it is all behind him. Unless
okay, but that was a part of it.
Yep.
Okay, because I see major thing with money going out. But, you know, it's a very powerful time for him to shift his awareness, and as long as he takes those steps, things will shift and move. If he doesn't realize that he's responsible, then he's going to come up against more obstacles. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, what I'm hearing from him at this point is he's very aware of that, that there, you know, the course of action of things that have occurred. It's like he's realized you can't change the past. You can regret it. You can, you know, have your appropriate emotions for that, accept the responsibility, but try to move on and move in a, you know, more positive direction as far as achieving some of the goals, you know, that he would like to have. And I think it's making his life more value. I mean, his family, everything. It's like he sees my friends. I had always considered my friends my closest family. He said, only now I realize it's actually the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things he has to understand as a Ten of Diamonds is that, you know, it's really important for him to give first, and it's not their nature. But
to give?
Mm-hmm. He has to express gratitude.
Okay.
Gratitude is the key for that card. It's the absolute key to self-mastery. So maybe you could share that with him. Have you seen my book?
No, I haven't.
Oh, go on my website, starofthemagi.com. My book, Cards of Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, if he can read about himself in there, read the Ten of Diamonds and the Three of Spades, it'll give him some understanding. Maybe he can work with that, okay?
Okay.
All right, Deb. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So this is a topic that I wanted to talk about because we each have a destiny, and I personally believe that our destiny is our origin, and the cards reveal that. I also see within this system that as we move through time, the influences that work with us are there to guide us to our destiny. The question is, you know, are we paying attention to that? Because I think human beings don't have a very long attention span. We have another caller. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Sandy from Vancouver.
Hey, Sandy from Vancouver. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Are you familiar with this system?
I've never had the system before. I've been out of my computer for a while, and I just got it back, so I used to be an avid BBS person, and now I'm back.
Oh, did you know about the cards?
No, I didn't know anything about that, but it sure sounded interesting because I'm really interested in numbers and cards.
Oh, great. When's your birthday?
November 7th. Do you need the...
You're the king of clubs. Did you know that?
No.
That's a very powerful birthday.
Pardon?
And that's a really powerful birthday.
It is?
Oh, yeah, the king of clubs. So you're a king of clubs, six of spades, which is also a very fated birthday. And so what can I do for you, darling? You can go on my website, starofthemagi.com, and you can read about your card on there.
Oh, I would love to.
Yeah. Do you want to tell me what your present age is? You just had your birthday. Happy birthday.
I was born in 1955.
So what... Thank you.
Pardon?
What is your present age?
Oh, it's the age-old question. I have a boyfriend, and I wonder how that's going to pan out. And he was born on 11-21-69.
11-21, he's the Queen of Hearts. So the Queen of Hearts is actually Pluto to the King of Clubs. And it's Mercury to your planetary ruling card. So you probably have great communication. He would, however, stir deep emotions up in you from time to time. And the relationship may cause you to look at things that you might otherwise put on the shelf. Together, it's a Queen of Diamonds relationship. So there's a lot of learning about self that goes on in a Queen of Diamonds relationship. All the lessons are based in relationship. And all those lessons have to do with learning about yourself rather than projecting your energy onto someone else. you have the mutual Mercury connection going on. So he's Scorpio, five clubs. You're also Mars to him. Wow. So there's good physical chemistry there. That chemistry can also build into tension if you're not careful. So there needs to be some exploration and adventure. Are you in this relationship?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So what is your specific question about this?
I was just wondering if it would be a lasting or turn into any kind of thing relationship.
Any kind of what relationship?
Like a marriage or that kind of a thing.
Well, what is it now?
We're talking about moving in together right now.
Okay.
So it's a pretty close relationship.
Uh-huh. This relationship would probably thrive more in an unconditional setting than too traditional. It needs a little spark of originality and, I want to say, unusualness. I don't know if that's a real word or not. But it needs something to keep it alive and playful and dynamic. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I understand that because I think we sort of have that right now.
Okay, so you just keep that going. Tell me what your age is.
I'm 52.
You're 52, and he is?
He's 38. Yeah, he started the relationship. I didn't start this.
Well, I think it takes two people to start a relationship, and you might want to take responsibility for that.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's going to anchor it in as something more solid. You know, he couldn't start a relationship on his own, and neither could you. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with being with a younger man. I think it's great. You know, he's going to go through a huge transformation, though, in the next year or two when he goes through his Uranus opposition astrologically. So it's like, if I were you, if you really love this man and you enjoy being with him, I would just embrace the relationship and just enjoy it.
Okay.
As far as, it's a tendency of the King of Clubs to want to get married. King of Clubs often, especially the women, they like to anchor something down because you have the Four of Hearts in Venus. So you like stability in that arena in your life. You know, he might want a little more freedom than that.
Yeah.
However, if you're going to move in together and he brings things to the relationship that empower you, then I would go for it.
Okay.
You just entered your 13-year Saturn cycle. Let me just see what's going on in your cards real quick. You don't want to put yourself in a position where you're taking care of him.
Okay.
That's the only thing you have to avoid. That might be inappropriate for you. You understand?
How would it be inappropriate? I don't understand.
Well, it's like you want to have, because it might end up in the long run that if he's not giving equally in the same way that you are, it may lead to something that unravels the relationship.
Oh, okay.
Queen of Diamonds relationship needs to be really clear, and people need to be very forthright and disciplined with emotion in that kind of a relationship. So you're learning about yourself. You want him to bring things to the table that are going to support and nurture you and your life. You have a card in your age 52 cycle that says you could end up giving too much, and you don't want to do that. Let him give to you. Okay?
Okay.
All
well,
right.
he is really giving it. It makes me feel guilty.
Well, that's ridiculous. Just enjoy it. You're a king. Put on your crown, sit in your throne, and receive.
Okay.
There's no reason to feel guilty.
I just don't want him to think that I'm taking from him. I guess that's
You're not
it.
Taking. He's giving. He's giving. Let him give.
Okay. He's very giving.
You know, that is the true role of the male and female. Somewhere along the line, it got really twisted that we're supposed to take care of the men and we're supposed to put on the apron. I mean, it's not wonderful to cook for our men or our partners, but it's like we're meant to receive. The feminine is the two. The masculine is the one, the ace. That's a very giving, energy. And when we don't create the space for them to give, they don't know what to do with themselves. So let him give to you.
Okay, I will.
Don't try to take care of him because you feel guilty about receiving. Feel blessed.
Oh, he does?
And just say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, that's why he was like that. Because I was doing his laundry and he comes in to help me fold and he goes, no, I want to be a part of everything with you. Even the chores, he said. And so he just involved himself with me.
Mm-hmm. You both could feel like you end up sacrificing if you're not careful. So giving to one another with love is a secret in this relationship, okay?
Okay,
just
thank
you. Just give and receive with love and joy and listen to your intuition. Number
okay,
one.
I will.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling, Sandy.
Yes. Bye.
Bye. This always comes up for me, and I guess one of the reasons this is a big thing for me, intuition, is because it's my guidance system. And I know if life isn't working the way I want it to be, it's a sign that I'm not aligned with who I am and what I'm doing here. I'm not aligned with my intuitive sense because my intuitive intelligence is it's the best thing I have. It's the best thing each one of us has. Logic is great when you need to figure something out on the practical level. It's intuition that guides us. Because that intuition is the intelligence of life itself, right? Now, not knowing exactly where we are in the bigger scheme of things, we know we're on the Earth. We know the Earth is in the solar system. We know the solar system is in the galaxy, da-da-da-da-da-da. But we don't really know what any of that means. At least I haven't run into anybody that had a convincing response to that question. And I think that that's partly the root of all confusion for people. One thing for certain is, though, when we get back to the cards and the calendar, is that we've agreed to time. We've agreed on time. No one questions that it's Thursday or that it's December 6th or that it's 2007. And we've collectively agreed with the structure of time as it is now. It definitely took some doing to get it here, though. And this time went through a lot of changes until it reached the structure it has now. There's a wonderful book called The Discoverers that talks about the history of time. It's incredible. And the interesting thing to note is that the card deck and our present yearly calendar align perfectly. And if you go to my website, starofthemagi.com, and click on the cards, you can read that correlation. I've said it a lot of times, and I don't want to repeat it for those who listen to my show every week. You know, you can also, if you haven't already, find your birth card, which is determined by your birthday, on that site. Now, last night I was driving home from salsa dancing and I thought, I have to speak about intuition tomorrow on the radio show and how it plays a role in manifesting, because that's my experience, you know. And then I got home and I was putting the card of the day on the site and preparing the daily emails, which, by the way, for you who are new listeners, you can sign up for the card of the day on my website. It's free and it comes in your email box almost every day. And I realized when I was doing that that today was the Queen of Clubs Day, and she is the mother of intuition. So as often the case with me, I was feeling the energy of the cards and the message that wanted to be expressed today. So this day, December 7th, is ruled by the Queen of Clubs. There are 12 days in the year that are. And this is the last one of the calendar year. And the energy of this day is powerfully persuasive. The Queen of Clubs rules the day, and she's joined by the Ace of Spades, her Jupiter card. The reason for that is we're in Sagittarius astrologically, and Jupiter rules Sagittarius. Together, they take intuition and mental brilliance to such an expanded, dynamic expression of self. And this is the potential for every one of us today. And the will is strong, it's highly intuitive and brilliant, and anything and everything having to do with the mental realm can be upgraded and taken to new heights and expanded to totally new, you know, realms today. However, the secret is our intuition is the guide. And it's our intuition that can guide us to create and manifest the life that we are meant to live. We just have to be clear on what that means. Exactly clear. To know the intuition is to feel, not to conceptualize. There's a vast difference between the two. You know, I looked up the dictionary's definition of intuition, and it says, the dictionary's definition is direct perception of truth or fact, which is independent of any reasoning process, keen or quick insight, and the quality or ability of having such direct perception or quick insight. And philosophically, it says, it's an immediate cognition of an object not inferred or determined by a previous cognition of the same object, any object or truth so discerned. It's pure, untaught, non-inferential knowledge. So, it's like we know when we're just connected to our intuition and our mind wants to come in. The only reason it does is because of fear. That's the only reason that our mind blocks our intuition. We don't trust it. We don't trust ourselves. And when I, you know, do the numerology of the cards, the word intuition, when determined by the numerology of the cards, using a capital I, is the Ace of Hearts. The Ace of Hearts represents the beginning or conception of life and passion and love. And I honestly believe, I'm sure of it, that this is a card that represents the birthing of humanity, the Ace of Hearts. Now, when I did intuition with a lowercase numerologically, and this is a card's numerology, it's not regular numerology, which I also recognize as accurate. However, the alphabet is totally connected, 26 letters, 52 cards, 26 lowercase, 26 uppercase, that's 52. So each letter has its own card. How cool is that? So the word intuition with a lowercase is the Ace of Diamonds, and I've dubbed that card in my book, Imagination in Action, in my book, Cards of Destiny. So it's like our intuition, it births our passion. That's where we find that, you know. Unfortunately, the dictionary has a very thwarted definition of imagination, so we're not going to go there with that word. And, you know, more unfortunate is the fact that for so many children, maybe you, I know for me, I heard one too many times, and one time was more than enough, that, oh, that's just your imagination, which totally negates the creative process that all life is formed from, which is imagination. So intuition is our core guidance system, and for some of us, tapping into our intuition is easier than others. However, We all have it. And it's just a matter of taking the time. Streams of life are moving all around us, from the unseen realms of spirit to the cosmos to the earth planes. There's movement constantly happening, and when we find our stream and flow with it, the perfection of creation is our experience. Whether it's a parking space showing up just as we pull up, or something bigger and seemingly more important coming into being. Now, important would be the operative word in that last sentence, because I believe it's where we place our importance and where our focus or center point of attention roots, that is what determines our conscious reality. And this is the generating influence to everything that takes place in our life, everything that manifests. I do believe that we have karma, and I do believe that we are each responsible for our karma. And I also believe that each and every moment, as we make choices and decisions, we are determining our destiny bit by bit. I also see that we have a greater destiny, and that each one of us is totally important to the other in the unfolding of that as a whole. And when we know and rest in our intuitive intelligence, we have an advantage of being carried by life's intelligence and design, like being on a river. It's really like being on a river, and it's through our inner knowing that we make that alignment with the essence of the river of life and its expression for us. Because we came in with a gift to bring. We came in with lessons to learn, and we came in with debts to pay, and we came in with things to... But we came in, most importantly, with a gift to give. And you know what's really cool? In September, or was it August? The Nine of Hearts month. You know, it's all about giving, universal giving of love. And, you know, Bill Clinton's book came out. I think it's called Giving. It's either Give or Giving. And we shared all these stories about how people have made a huge difference by just responding with one little thing. And, you know, it's in that giving that, and the beginning is giving ourselves, I think, giving ourselves, trusting. Because it's so easy to try to bully life around and make things happen. Oh, I want this to happen, I want that to happen. And we have to go in and let our heart speak. I think that's the secret of manifestation. When we touch, you know, in the cards, we have a birth card, which is determined by the birthday. We have a spirit card and a soul card, you know? And we have a planetary ruling card. That card determines how we move through this physical life. Spirit card. It's deep inside. It's like, this is what wants to come forth. And so when we meet challenges, that card brings our challenges, which become our opportunities. But when we bump up against those challenges, it's like, you have to see that there's a gift in there. When we open that gift, when we embrace it and see it's not really a challenge, it's an opportunity, sets us free to more fully express who we are. And when we do that, we're happy. That's when we're happy. If you want to email me a question, you can do that. My email address is starofthemagi@earthlink.net, or you can call in. To me, obstacles, they're the hand of fate or life telling me that I'm moving in the wrong direction, or I'm moving at the wrong speed, or that I need to step back and reconsider where I'm moving from. First and foremost is awareness of my perspective. What am I seeing? How am I thinking? You know, I have a friend who, you know, she used to always say to me, life is such a struggle, life is such a struggle. And I was like, oh my God, that's why life is such a struggle. It's not true. What we think, the inner conversations we have, we all know this. They're in our face. And we go, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Because. We're thinking it somewhere. The club suit, and most particularly the queen that rules this day, are the teachers of the mental realm. And they are the keepers of all things known. The club suit, the ace through the king, they are the keepers of all things known. And the wisdom that lies within the power of thought and how it forms is learned from the club suit. It's all there. Scattered mental energy creates chaos. Disciplined thought creates solid foundations. Disciplined thought creates strength and clarity that we can build on. We can't build on chaos, but the integration of being in stillness with our mind and uniting with life, that's what brings chaos into order. And once we're calm in our mind and we bring it to focus by adhering to what our soul determines is important, then we can be still and present with our intuition and let it guide us appropriately forward with grace and awareness. I know we have a caller. I'll be right there. I just want to finish this thought because if I lose it, then I lose it. The Queen of Clubs, who, again, is our teacher today, is likely the most gracious card in the deck. And if you know Queen of Clubs, you know this is true. They have an amazing ability to be gracious, even when they don't want to. The Ace of Spades, who is standing as her assistant teacher today, is the keeper of secrets, the card of the Magi. So together they say, dive deep, be still, rest assured in your feeling body, where the intelligence of creation resides. Be there, embrace your belly, as that is where the truth lies, in our bellies. Okay, I finished my thought. Thank you very much. We have a caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Sharon. This is Lisa in upstate New York, and you know me. We've met.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. It's the first chance I've had to call into your show.
Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you for for listening. I almost said thank you for Lisa.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a question today. I've been in a long-term relationship for about 11 and a half years, and it is a relationship where intuition has played a huge role, I think, for me.
Mm-hmm.
The moment I met him, I had this distinct sense that we came into this life in order to meet and to be together with a specific purpose. And over the years, I felt that purpose was for me to help him heal in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot of anger inside of him. And for years and years, I tried to help with that. And we had a very difficult relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I did do the relationship profile with you
mm-hmm.
on that. And it shed some light on the whole situation, but after a number of years, after about 11 years, I decided this summer that perhaps it was time I needed to quit, and it was beginning to feel too much like a job and something that I might not be able to help him with. He wasn't ready to heal, wasn't in a place to hear anything about his situation, and I finally left, and just after I left, suddenly he experienced this huge transformation and became, for all that I can tell, exactly the person that I always saw inside of him. But my question with it now is, I'm wondering if the change is going to stick. I have a sense that it will, but just about the time that I had given up, I began to become interested in another relationship.
Uh-huh.
And he seems to have a lot of the same characteristics that this man that I've been in the relationship with has. So
had
I'm wondering,
had previously?
Sorry?
He has the same characteristics that your previous relationship man used
yep.
to have.
Yes. And it's making
darling,
me wonder.
Can I say something?
Sure, please.
Is it possible that this pattern you're seeing manifesting with them is reflecting some way in which your relationship with yourself?
That's what I'm wondering.
I think it might be. When's your birthday?
August 25th, 1961.
So how old does that make you, so I don't do poor math?
Sure, 46.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, August 25th. So you're the Ace of Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a Virgo.
Yeah.
So you're the Queen of Clubs.
I'm right near that cusp date, too.
Ace of Clubs, Queen of Clubs. Okay, and what is your first man's birthday?
September 1st, 65.
And so what age would that make him? September 1st, so he's
a
10 of
diamonds.
He's a Virgo also. Okay, and the second man
is November 9th, 61.
November 9th. Jack of Clubs.
Yeah, both challenging relationships.
Well, but see, right. Now, I can see why you spent 11 years with that man. In one respect, because there is a destiny at play there.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you're attracting the same personality and emotional patterns
mm-hmm.
that you attracted with the first man,
mm-hmm.
you need to stop dead in your tracks and turn 180 degrees around and go mm-hmm. find what is inside of you that is being reflected in these men.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guarantee you it's there.
Yep.
And you have to change that relationship with yourself before you embark upon, because that man that you were with for 11 and a half years,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to bank on this, that he was reflecting that pattern for you. And the reason he changed when you broke up with him is because he didn't have that role to play anymore.
Hmm.
This is something to consider.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships are reflections. When you put one and one together, you get two. If you put two twos, if you flip one around and put it together, you get a heart. They actually can look like two swans touching, but it creates a heart. And when we're together with another person, we become mirrors for each other. And, you know, we can't do anything but both drop to the lowest common denominator. So when you do the math, it's like both people in a relationship, when they enter a relationship, they drop to the lowest common denominator of the combination of the two. Mm-hmm. And that means whatever, our emotional patterns, our baggage, all that stuff. You dump it all together, you add it up, you divide it by two, and you see what you get, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
So when we have unconscious patterns that we're acting out, then it's like we automatically, you know, that reflection is happening, and we think it's the other person. But I would probably say that 99.9% of the time, if not 100, it's probably us. It's a reflection for us to be able to see, and that's the very thing that draws us to people. And that's why you've drawn another man with the same pattern. You want to see this. And I am so happy that you called me about this. Because you definitely want to see this, or you wouldn't have drawn in another man. And
right.
He may act completely different with somebody else. I know, I watch myself. Sometimes, you know, I'll just be going along and all of a sudden, you know, I'll be with somebody and all of a sudden my energy just completely shifts and I start interacting with that person in a different way than I interact with everybody else. And
I've noticed that with myself, too.
Exactly. Well, we're playing out something that they're projecting, but it's unconscious. So that's like it's played out. And then they went, what's going on here? Well, you know, we really, I mean, the highest way to be in a relationship moment by moment with anybody, whether it's a homeless person we're passing on the street or somebody we're sleeping with every night, is to really look at that person and see ourselves, to see that this person is a mirror. What am I seeing? You know, if I can't look the homeless person in the eye, what am I afraid of? If this person keeps behaving like this, well, where is this in me? How am I in relationship with myself like this? If somebody's cheating on me or betraying me, how am I betraying myself by being in this relationship? You know, I mean, you can look at any, absolutely any aspect of it and take it right down to task, that this is the pattern that's going on. This is a reflection of me.
But now the first guy, since he's been through this transformation, part of that was that, and he had been this angry, negative person his whole life, I mean, before he met me.
Mm-hmm.
And now he wants us, he feels that, he feels grateful, actually, that I did what I did because it helped him realize a lot of things, and he wants us to be together still. And we have a daughter and wants us, to be a family again. So we've still been together, but now he's this new, wonderful person. So I guess I'm not sure if that's maybe a positive message to me, that if I'm choosing that, has some healing occurred within me, or?
No, because, well, wait, because you're attracted to another man.
Right.
He's the old guy.
Yep.
So that tells me, I'm very suspicious about this, Lisa.
No, that's good.
Very suspicious about this because of the fact that you, instead of being drawn to somebody who was happy and free and beyond that stuff, you chose to be drawn to somebody. Now, granted, you know, this Ten of Diamonds can be a little moody. They like to be babied.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The thing is, and you're his spirit card. That's a very profound connection. The Queen of Clubs is the spirit card of the Ten of Diamonds. He's also your destiny card. So, you know, you guys, I'm not surprised you have a daughter together, and I'm not surprised you were together 11 and a half years, and 12 years of the Jupiter cycle could have something to do with that astrologically.
Mm-hmm.
However, the bottom line is, the thing I feel, and since you're asking me, I'm going to tell you what I think, is that, you know, you need to look at why did you just get attracted to another man who's wounded and broken or whatever his problem is.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you get attracted to that? Is it your father? Is it your mother? What's going on inside of you that is resonating? Because what we resonate with inside is what we attract to us outside. It's the energy that we're carrying in our unconscious, you know, that it shows up outside to go, hello, I'm actually inside of you, and I'd like to show you that I'm here. That can be wonderful. That can be horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's, if you hadn't attracted the other man, but even so, the fact that, so are you living back together with, were you married to this man?
Yeah. And
so
we're living apart.
So you're still married.
But still married and living apart, but spending a lot of time together.
Okay. So here's your husband. He's become Mr. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
At least that appears to be what's happening.
Yep.
And you're going off looking for Mr. Grumpy. The minute Mr. Grumpy becomes Mr. Happy, you're off looking for Mr. Grumpy again. You need to figure out what that's about.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yep.
Okay.
That's kind of what I sensed is that there's something going on with me that's
attracting this kind of person, because I've noticed it in other relationships too. I seem to find people and draw them into my life who need help or need healing or who have issues. And I think I'm this person who always feels like it's my job to help them.
Well, that's a good way to avoid assuming your own personal power.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really great way to keep yourself busy and distracted so that you don't have to be in your own power and your full expression of self.
Ah.
Oh, bingo.
I never looked at it that way.
Okay, so maybe that's where you want to explore, okay?
Good. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
You're very welcome.
Take care, Sharon. It was good talking to
you
again.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much for calling in.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, so I have time for one more quick call if somebody wants to call in. I have 3 minutes on the clock. I have to finish at 2:55 so that things can wind down and wind up for the next person on the radio. So if anybody wants to call in right now, go for it. I want to invite you, if you just tuned in, to go to my website. It's starofthemagi.com, StarofTheMagi.com. And you can look up your card of the day. You can sign up for the free card of the day emailing. You can order my book from there. My book makes a wonderful Christmas gift, by the way. Before it even came out last year, people were ordering them a dozen at a time on Amazon and giving them as Christmas gifts. It's really great. And it is a nice book. And, you know, it does have nice delineations of the birthdays in there. I guess since I don't have another caller, I'm going to start wrapping this up. I want to thank all of you for listening today. And I also want to thank those of you that send me your emails thanking me. And it's so wonderful. I really feel it, and I appreciate it. And it's part of why I do the show, not to get your yummy emails, although that's a great part of it now that that's happening, you know. But I feel dedicated and committed to, you know, playing a role in revealing this system to people because it's so accurate and it teaches us truly about who we are. And I know in my cards that it's my destiny to do that. And it just seems to be happening very much on its own accord. So I want you to know that even though I don't know who a lot of you are, I can feel you. And I appreciate you being there. And I definitely invite you with my entire heart to explore the magic of this system, because it really does truly reveal who we really are and what we have to give and who we are to one another, which to me is, like, so important. And, you know, and it's really important in our parent-child relationships as well. And someday in the near future, I'm going to do a show just on that, because that's something that's very near and dear to my heart. So I want to close by thanking you all for being here, wishing you a wonderful week, thanking BDS for their fantastic service. And I also want to just offer love and condolences to everyone who's close to Tom Johnson. He's a wonderful master of the cards, and he left the earth plane on the 20th of November, and he's someone very near and dear to my heart. And I love you, Tom, and I know you're with us bigger than ever. So everybody have the best week ever, and lots of love and blessings to you. Thank you.